Ryanair has said it faces mass cancellations at Dublin Airport from next month if the airport's operator is forced to cut daily flights to limit noise. Earlier this week, Fingal County Council issued an enforcement notice to airport operator DAA, giving airlines 6 weeks to comply with a planning condition, limiting the number of flights taking off and landing at the airport to 65 between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Ryanair's boss Michael O'Leary says the order is stupid and idiotic, and he's been telling us why.
Well, firstly, because moving a flight restriction to a number of flights between 6 and 7 will have very little impact on noise, but it will destroy the schedules of Aer Lingus and Ryanair, most of whose first wave flights depart Dublin between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. You know, this is a planning restriction that was introduced about 8 years ago on a number of flights. No other airports in Europe operate these restrictions on flight numbers. They monitor noise and they regulate noise. And the point we've been making today, Gavin, is that we're operating aircraft that are now 50% quieter than they were a decade ago. So are Aer Lingus. The noise envelope at Dublin Airport is reducing significantly. And these kind of sledgehammer measures, such as issued by Fingal County Council this last week, are entirely inappropriate and ineffective.
The airport is in breach of planning permission set out in law. The DAA were warned in April that they were breaking the law. They continue to break the rules, including a summer schedule which breaks the rules again, and now they're being given 6 weeks to obey the law. Why should the airport continue to get away with breaking the law?
They shouldn't. Firstly, they should comply with the planning restrictions, but the easiest way to comply with these planning restrictions would be to open the second runway between 6 a.m. and midnight. We have a ridiculous situation at the moment at Dublin Airport where the second runway is closed in the early morning. All the aircraft are taking off the one runway. And what this enforcement notice by Fingal County Council would do is reduce the overall number of flights at Dublin Airport below the number we had when there was only one runway. It's like adding another tier of seating in Croke Park and then reducing the numbers of tickets you can sell by 50%.
Yes, but they're the rules that were in place. They were the rules that were agreed to when the second runway was opened. And you mentioned those
rules are 8 years old and don't take account of the materially quieter aircraft that are now operating at Dublin Airport. But this is why, I mean, we accept that, but this is why we're calling on the Transport Minister to intervene. Access to and from the island of Ireland on the periphery of Europe to our main airport on and off this island can't be regulated by a local council or a couple of local residents in St. Margaret's.
The council are the statutory authority subject to planning laws. Have you asked your former colleague, Kenny Jacob, the head of the operator of Dublin Airport, to put your proposal to the authority in charge, which in this case is the council and on board Planola?
We've been asking the DAA and the Department of Transport to address this issue for about the last 6 years. This is an entirely inappropriate and, by the way, ineffective planning regulation. It doesn't impact noise. No other airport in Europe is regulating the numbers of flights. They're monitoring noise.
Plenty of airports have nighttime curfews based on the number of flights, including Heathrow, for example. So why should Dublin be any different?
Actually, most of European airports don't have it by number of flights.
Heathrow does.
Well, I'm not sure about Heathrow, but none of the airports we fly to in Europe has it by number of flights. They do it by noise monitoring. I mean, what happens you think if Heathrow, and there's exceptions within Heathrow as well, an aircraft arrives in late in Heathrow, it'll still be allowed to land if it's scheduled in before that time. But that's, Heathrow's not the issue. Heathrow, this is our main airport on an island on the west, on the periphery of Europe, and access to and from this island can't be regulated by a couple of inhabitants of St. Margaret's or by the Fingal County Council.
You said about policy being dictated by a small number of residents. There are many thousands of residents who say they're affected by noise at the airport. One resident, for example, who got in touch, just by way of example, in the St. Margaret's area, as you mentioned, said the full-time use of the runway from 7 a.m. to 11 o'clock, this is the new runway, has been a game changer in a very negative way, bearing in mind that many of us were never meant to be under a flight path, are now suffering with every waking hour. It's absolutely unbearable, especially in the later hours. So many people are complaining about not being able to sleep, kids up till all hours. Personally, I'm exhausted. People are affected by this.
A small number of people are affected, but they're less affected now because the aircraft we're flying are 50% quieter than they were a decade ago.
Because you have to under law. Because you have to under law.
Because we're investing billions of dollars
because
in new aircraft
technology. Because you have to.
Technology.
It's the law.
We don't have to do, and there's no law that says we have to invest in new, quieter aircraft. There's lots of airlines using older, noisier aircraft. But the facts here, Gavin, are in 2022, there was 26,000 noise complaints at Dublin, filed at Dublin Airport. There was 30 million passengers using the airport. But of those 26,000 noise complaints, 23,400 came from one individual. Now, you know, are we pandering here to one or two people who just are never going to be happy living in the environs of Dublin Airport? By the way, Dublin Airport has been there since the 1940s, well ahead of most of the houses in St. Margaret's. This is a national issue. Is Fingal County Council seriously telling Ryanair and Aer Lingus that we now have to cancel a whole series of flights departing between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. in 4 weeks' time? Or are we going to come up with a sensible compromise, which is move this noise envelope from 7 a.m. in the morning to 6 a.m. and then most of the passenger flights will be unaffected?
With no change, are you going to have to start cancelling flights now?
Yes.
When
we
and how?
Aer Lingus. In the next 4 weeks, we'll have to give people 2 weeks' notice of flight cancellations, and the cancellations will have to apply between the hours of 6 and 7 a.m., when, by the way, the vast majority of the first wave flights depart Dublin Airport. And these flights can't move. They can't move into the 7 o'clock hour because the 7 o'clock hour is already full. So is the 8 o'clock hour. And they have slots, arrival slots at airports elsewhere in Europe and the UK. And if you really want to reduce between midnight and 6 a.m., cancel the cargo flights. They're the ones that are making most of the noise, not the passenger flights. Passengers don't fly between midnight and 6 a.m.
Separately, has Ryanair seen customers seeking to change or cancel their flights because of the extreme heat that's been affecting southern Europe this summer, including the fires in Rhodes and Greece?
No, we've been surprised at how few. We actually, when the forest fires took place in Rhodes on the south of the island, we allowed passengers going to Rhodes to move their flights free of charge. We had 10 passengers move their flights. Most people keep flying. The airport in Rhodes and the resorts are on the north of the island. And in fact, in recent weeks, as we've had a deluge of rain across Ireland, the UK and Northern Europe, increasing numbers of people are booking flights to go to the Mediterranean. This weekend, for example, we're looking at 98% load factors from Thursday through to next Tuesday of the August bank holiday weekend. People desperately want to get away from the rain and the cold in Northern Europe, and they're going to the Mediterranean, thankfully.
The aviation industry is responsible for about 2.5% of global carbon pollution, which is warming the planet and causing these extreme weather events like we've seen in Southern Europe. There have been calls by environmental groups for greater taxes on aviation fuel, for example. What impact would that have?
Well, frankly, firstly, very little impact because it only accounts for 2% of worldwide CO2 emissions. But the greatest scandal of aviation is that the airlines who account for the majority of those 2% emissions, which are the long-haul carriers, are exempt from aviation taxation in Europe. The short-haul flights operated by Ryanair, EasyJet and others are paying all of the environmental taxation. It is scandalous that long-haul flights, which account for 55% of Europe's aviation CO2 emissions, are exempt. We reward the richest people flying on the most polluting flights, pay no tax, where the poor people operating on low-fare short-haul flights in Europe pay 100% of the taxes.
That's Ryanair's Michael O'Leary.